5 reasons not to move to Minneapolis. Before I begin this video, I want to state that this video most likely, not most likely, definitely won't be politically correct. And these are my opinions. So if you get offended easily, like a snowflake, just hit the X button or stop listening, okay? Now, these are 5 reasons not to move to Minneapolis. My opinion. So here I go. Reason number 5, the weather. Winter can be depressing and lonely. It's hard to navigate in the snow. January, February, it can be 20 below, 30 below. Heck, 1 year I even saw it 75 below zero, okay? This type of nail-biting, brutal cold is not for the faint of heart. And if you're not used to weather like that, it can be a culture shock, okay? And this happens to a lot of people, especially transplants who first move, that they're not used to harsh winters. Maybe they're used to 40 degrees at the most. No, you're gonna see at least minimum 10 or 20 below zero. Matter of fact, if you don't see 10 or 20 below zero, that's actually considered a warm winter, okay? Now, the cold is depressing because people tend to hibernate. People tend to stick to themselves. You also have a lot of snow that comes with the cold, so it makes it hard to navigate. For example, in December of 2021, there was a snowstorm where 261 cars got into an accident or accidents within 18 hours, okay? So couple that in, it makes it very tough. And typically, winters in Minneapolis last anywhere, can start as early as October, all the way until late March or early April or even late April. So that is something that really is a con. Yeah. Number 4, dating sucks. If you are not a liberal, good luck dating here. Let me state that again. If you're not a liberal, good luck dating here. While Minnesota or Minneapolis for the most part, because if you go outside of Minneapolis, you do have a lot of conservative areas, especially in the rural areas, right? But however, Minneapolis, if you tell a girl that you are TRUMP supporter or you're conservative, good luck, because women will not give you any attention. They will get you out of here, okay? Now, you would think that if anybody would give somebody a chance that doesn't have the same political views as them, it would be a liberal, right? Because they're all about inclusivity. Wrong. That's just the talking point, okay? So, unfortunately, especially if you're doing dating apps like Tinder or Bumble, don't put on your profile that you're conservative. Now, me, it's even more difficult because I'm a black man. And 90% of black women vote liberal, right? Democrat. So me, personally, I'm not conservative. I'm independent. But leave politic talks out, because you will be shooting yourself in the foot, by talking about politics, okay? STDs have gone up since the pandemic. So you know what happens with wintertime? People get bored. So what do bored people tend to do if they can't do much? Well, you already know. STDs have gone up. I'll leave that one alone. Women, I'm a man, so I'm talking from a man's perspective, but women have what I like to call Peter Pan syndrome. Now, what does that mean? So you have women who are in their mid to late 20s, or women in their mid 20s all the way to mid 30s that want to live what I call the city girl lifestyle. Now, what is the city girl lifestyle? The city girl lifestyle is popping bottles at the club every weekend, is going to Lake Minnetonka, popping bottles on a boat, is thotting it up with your girlfriend, okay? You have women that don't want to be in relationship. They want to be in situationships. They want a plug-and-play boyfriend, aka a trophy boyfriend or a trophy husband. What is that? A plug-and-play boyfriend is basically a boyfriend at a woman's convenience, but she's still able to do what she wants to do. So basically, she wants a trophy boyfriend to show off to her friend, because a lot of Minneapolis women care a lot about status, but she wants to have a boyfriend that she can show off as a trophy, but she still wants to be single. She still wants to go out. She still wants to do her own thing. And this happens a lot. And this is why there's a reason why a lot of women, once they get past the age of 30, if they have never been married, that's a red flag, okay? That is a huge red flag, because word gets around quick in town about certain women, because some women just happen to get around. That's what it is, okay? Rise of polygamous relationships goes in part of that. That's another thing. This is a something that has been growing exponentially higher, particularly in the last 5 years, where you see a lot of women that tend to be in open relationships. And these women tend to have multiple sexual partners that they're dealing with. And this goes hand in hand too, why STDs are going up. So now what's going on is that a lot of Minneapolis men are so happy just to have a girlfriend that they're willing to let the woman run amok. And by doing that, you have a lot of women now that are in these polygamous relationships. They have multiple sexual partners. Sometimes it's not just men, but women as well. And well, there's one reason why STDs have gone up, okay? Now, another thing is, we talk about this whole Minnesota Nice, right? Well, flaking and ghosting in Minnesota, particularly Minneapolis, is at an all-time high. Women do not know the word accountability, nor do they have an agency to be honest with you. For example, if a woman doesn't go on a date with you, what she'll do is she'll just stop responding to your text message. If a woman is not interested in dating with you, she will just stop responding to your text message or your phone call. If a woman is, you have plans with a woman, period, okay, even a friend, and she doesn't want to go, she will not respond to your text message or phone call. As I mentioned this before, dating somebody, just make sure that when they're flaking on you or ghosting you, it's part of the culture, but it's also a character flaw. Because if you are honest, you would not flake or ghost on somebody, nor would you gossip on them. Online dating is a wasteland. Do not waste your time. Let me say this again. If you want to meet bottom of the barrel women, the bottom of the bottom, I'm talking about where you have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. That is online dating, okay? The best place to meet women in Minneapolis is by having a social circle or living your best life. Online dating is for the desperate. Number three, housing cost increase. Now, housing costs in Minneapolis is still cheaper than LA, DC, New York, Chicago, Miami. However, housing costs has increased quite a bit. 7.1% since 2021, just in less than a year. We're technically still in 2022. 7.1%. Rent has increased 14% between 2020 and 2021. A one bedroom in uptown Minneapolis used to be able to get one for $750 10 years ago. Now that same one bedroom will cost you minimum $1,600 for about 500 to 600 square feet, okay? Not only that, but food prices, gas prices, utility prices are going up as well. Now, I know some people are gonna say, well, gee, I mean, that's still cheaper than where I'm from. Right, but remember, Minneapolis is considered a second-tier city. So typically, second-tier cities are known for cheaper housing and amenities. However, the prices are increasing. And unlike Salt Lake City, Denver, or Tampa, you don't get like the great weather that some of those second-tier cities get because of the prolonged winter that we have, okay? Now, number two, and I already talked about this a bit, but Minnesota Nice is Minnesota fake, okay? People only hang out with people from high school or college. Minnesota is very, very cliquey. A lot of people in Minnesota are followers. They're not leaders. This is one of the reasons why everybody now is on the liberal bandwagon when if you go outside of Minneapolis, you have various different people that are conservative or independent, etc. But in Minneapolis, everybody's a follower instead of a leader. Everybody wants to do what everybody else is doing, and everybody wants to be cool with everybody, but it's so fake because behind each other's back, they all talk crap about each other. People gossip about each other. I've seen it so often, whether it be at the workplace or at a social circle, where people claim to be the best of friends, but as soon as one of the friends isn't there, they talk smack about the other person. It's crazy. It's a lot of snake-like behavior, okay? It's hard, and this makes it hard to make friends here, especially for a person like me where I come from the East Coast where people are very direct with each other. And the East Coast is, look, if I don't like you and you don't like me, cool. Let's keep it like that. But in Minnesota, people will do this whole Minnesota nice, passive aggressive, where they want to be frenemies with a person, or, you know, just a bunch of weird type of behavior, which is very passive aggressive. And that's what Minnesota nice is, passive aggressive, okay? If you do not make friends with people, or if you do make friends with people, excuse me, people will only use you for money or your status or whatever they can get out of you. This is especially true for transplants. If you get here after high school or college, people will only hang out with you to see what they can get out of you. Now, somebody might say, well, that is true for anywhere you go, but it's really hard to build sincere friendships because a lot of people will not let you in their quote-unquote clique or social circle, right? A lot of people are very territorial about this, and this is very backward. So yeah, people will be polite with you. Let's say you go out and about, they might talk to you and have a drink with you, but that's about as far as it goes. They just look at you as entertainment for the night or somebody they had a good conversation with. Genuine, sincere friendships are very hard to find here because a lot of people here are very shallow and selfish. A lot of people, and when I say shallow and selfish, a lot of people don't really, you know, are living for themselves. They really only care about themselves or their own little bubble. And you can tell that they lack a lot of life experience. And by life experience, I'm not talking about, oh, you traveled to Ibiza or you traveled to Turks and Caicos. I'm talking about life experience, dealing with different people, dealing with different culture, dealing with, you know, how empathy. And a lot of it is what I like to call trauma bonding, especially with the liberals, okay? And trauma bonding is where people will, for example, say, oh, why do they hate black people? I mean, you know, you heard that a lot, especially when once George Floyd died. Trauma bonding is the worst type of method to make a friend, okay? What makes us friends? Oh, we both went through some trauma. Like, and I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. It does happen, but trauma bonding is one of the things that is very, it's just toxic, okay? For lack of better verbiage, a lot of trauma bonding happens in Minneapolis, and it's very toxic. Now, they will say that Minnesota is inclusive. Minnesota is not inclusive, okay? As I said before, if you are a man and you are not liberal, good luck getting a liberal woman to date you if you are conservative, especially if you are a minority or black man like myself. You will have a heck of a time meeting somebody that will be quote-unquote inclusive, all right? Inclusivity is only at the workplace at best, but out and about, not really, okay? Now, number one, increase in crime. As you guys know, in 2020, George Floyd died. May he rest in peace. And that started the whole defund the police movement, okay? Well, since 2020, crime has gone up. This year alone, there's been over 3,000 car thefts, and the year's not done yet, nearly double from 2019 when there was 1,567, okay? Now, as of the time as I'm recording this video, it wouldn't shock me if we exceed that 3,000 and we will get to that double number, okay? Violent crime is up 24% in Minneapolis. Downtown Minneapolis is a shell of its former self. If you go to downtown Minneapolis, First Avenue used to be bristling. Lights, okay? It had that energy. It was electric. You could feel it. Beautiful women in miniskirts just walking by, right? Now if you go to First Avenue, it looks like a graveyard. It's a bunch of empty buildings there. There might be two bars open. And then across from First Avenue, but where Augie's is and, you know, those restaurants right there on that street and Dreamgirls, it's nothing but homeless people, okay? So crime has gone up, homelessness has gone up, and unfortunately with crime going up, nobody's going to Minneapolis anymore. People are actually leaving Minneapolis, moving from Minneapolis, moving into the suburb, or if they stay in Minneapolis, they might go to Northeast. Even uptown Minneapolis is a shell of its former self. If you wanted to meet a blonde, busty babe or a bombshell, you went to uptown Minneapolis to meet a beautiful brunette or a busty blonde bombshell, okay? Now, all it is in uptown is nothing. It looks like a graveyard. It looks like a wasteland. Anyway, to wrap the video up on a positive note, I love Minneapolis. I've traveled through multiple different cities in America. I've been to LA, I've been to Miami, I've been to New York, I've been to Chicago, I've been to multiple different cities, and I still think Minneapolis is one of the best cities to live in America, definitely. However, this city, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, has deteriorated, particularly since the first recession, but COVID 2020 has really accelerated it. Now, I know people will be offended by my video, or if you listen to the podcast version, the podcast, boo-hoo. We can talk about it. Anyway, it's your boy, and I'm out. Peace.